In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Dickerson Callis with you here on the Fan Morning Show. As I said just about a minute ago, Mark Caballi, he will join the show at 7 a.m. We'll have him until 9 a.m. You guys know what's happening at the end of the week. Well, at the end of the work week on Friday, the Steelers report to training camp. So we're here. We're here. There's some teams already practicing right now. Jordy Mercer will join the show at 9 a.m. and replace Neil Walker, who will be back next week. And then Dan Zangrilli will join us at 9:30 a.m. Callis, man, like, you know, we could break down chapter and verse the last three games of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They took the series against the Phillies. You know, the atmosphere of PNC Park was just unbelievable. And I didn't personally get to experience it. I had a lot of baseball of my kids going on this weekend. But from all the videos, all the pictures, and all just everything, and people tweeting, and just how exciting, it kind of felt like a playoff game, a playoff series. It really did for the first time in a long time, you know, a regular season game. I know there was a lot of Phillies fans there, but it just felt like, oh my gosh, like this is what a baseball city could be like. And I was sitting there on Friday. Was it Friday? Yes, it was Friday. I was sitting there Friday at my son's game, and it's chilly out, it's nighttime, and I have no kids. So like I had a babysitter come so that to watch my two other kids. Because Rochelle had to work. So I'm sitting there by myself. And that's, you know, if you're a parent, it's hard to ever get time by yourself to actually just watch one of your kids play a sport. And it was fantastic. I sat there in my lounge chair. We went to Upper St. Clair. They're playing underneath the lights, my son's team. And I have my headphones in. And I'm listening to the Pirate game while simultaneously watching my son play some baseball. And throughout the game, I'm like, okay, they're down 7-4. Bang, bang, bang. Things are going on. Then all of a sudden, bang, you know. And then this happens. And then that happens. And then you tweet. And I asked you, I was like, because I didn't see it. What you tweeted was like, that was ballsy. And that was the play or the sequence where Michael A. Taylor stole third and Kutch stole second, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to break that down before I finish my kind of outlook from the first game?
You just want my opinion of it?
Yes, or? Your opinion.
I mean, when a play like that works, it's great, mm-hmm. And I'm glad it worked out there, because if he gets thrown out in that case, you've got a runner on second and one out. In my head, at first, I was thinking bunt, but then I'm like, oh, okay, no, it's Reynolds is up, and they don't bunt well. So I figure you could just get a ground ball or something down softly to the right side or get a ball in the outfield, and you'll get the runner over. But stealing those bases also put, I think, an immense pressure on the Phillies that allowed the Pirates to end up scoring. Now, Reynolds got out, mm-hmm. But then you had a soft chopper from O'Neill Cruz, and instead of it then being second and third and two outs, then the Phillies were forced to make a play at the plate, and and they didn't get him. Taylor was in safe. Game was tied. And that set you up for the best success. I don't know. It's a cardinal sin to make the first out or third out of an inning at third base because you don't want to lose the opportunity and the advantage that you have
to score
with that runner on.
Right.
And it's just like a double or nothing risk. And they took it, and they got double. They put that added pressure on, and they eventually won. I think that played a big role in it.
The Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, so that happens. And my son's game almost ended basically the same time the Pirates game ended. Whenever Nick Gonzalez got up to the plate, it was like 1 second before, because I'm listening to it on the radio now. Now I'm driving back to my house, like, and I just left the ballpark of my son's game. And I heard Joe Block go, and he did. And as soon as his voice had that influx in it, I was like, they just won the damn game. They just came back and won the game. And I was screaming in my car. I was like, this is what it is about. Mm-hmm. This is what we're saying. This is why we get to come on the radio. I mean, at least me personally and the listeners and everybody that's somewhat invested in the Pirates. Like, you guys fought back in a big-time atmosphere game with 30,000 people against the best team in Major League Baseball. You did the things correctly. You were aggressive. You didn't have your starting aces on the mound, but you figured out a way to steal a game against one of the best teams in baseball.
I had a case of the giggles myself.
I was so, like, elated. I was so happy whenever that happened because I was like, this almost, it doesn't legitimize anything, but it legitimized the moment. It legitimized the moment for the Pirates, and I was like, they can do it.
Yeah.
Like, they can. And I, like I said, I wasn't there, but listening to the broadcast and then hearing, you know, how we have different senses than a lot of people because we wear headphones every day, so any little thing that we hear, we know different little things, multitask, do this. So I'm listening to Joe Block's influx in his voice, but at the same time, I'm listening in the background of what the crowd might sound like. And the crowd sounded like a wild card game. And I was just sitting there, and I almost pulled over because I was like, I want to take in this moment because this is very significant. And there's a lot of reasons why it was significant. We'll get into all that next, but what, like, you know, 412-928-9370, we could take calls now. I was going to take calls in about 20 minutes, but we could take calls now. Like, what were you feeling in that moment whenever they stole that game, the first game of the series against the Phillies, and the way that they did it? I mean, I'm sure a lot of us thought that whenever the Phillies went up 7-4, that there was no chance the Pirates were coming back and winning that game, and then they did. And the way they did it and how aggressive that they were of doing it, I just was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is unbelievable. That this is kind of where we're at right now and what the people were experiencing that were there that were Pirates fans as well.
I believed, when they made it 7-6, I was a believer at that point. I'm like, they've got the opportunity here. And when Nick Gonzalez stepped up to the plate, and I've been very pessimistic about, you know, Pirates opportunities before. Now they seem like they have the core. Like, when Nick Gonzalez stepped up to the plate, I believed.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the right guy.
Yeah, same.
This feels like the right moment.
Same.
And there was only one out at that point, so it's like there are many ways you can get the run home. Sacrifice fly, get that hit. So I have a level of confidence in this team that I haven't in a while, considering all the factors. And the fact that, you already mentioned it, the best pitchers for the Pirates have not yet pitched since the second half's begun.
Right.
So it feels like the opportunities are endless, and it feels like if they get one more guy in that lineup to really push them and give them that motivation to keep going and carry some of that, you know, offensive production and that offensive weight, they're going to be a tough team.
Like,
Roddy Tellez set a single game franchise record for sacrifice flies in a game. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean. Listen, like, the reason why that I think I felt the way that I did, and especially after the series, now Sunday, and we'll get into all that. Like, I mean, okay, you could kind of, you could kind of take it for what it is, Sunday's game. But this is not the first time the Pirates have done something like this this season. They have beaten Major League Baseball's top teams in series this year. Now, I'm trying to go back as far as I possibly can right now, but they split the series earlier in the year against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Before that, they beat the Orioles in a series. After the first Philly series, they beat the Dodgers in a series.
Mm-hmm.
Now they beat the Phillies again, and they beat the Braves in a series.
I'm making an early prediction here, because the way the Yankees have been playing, too, has not been inspiring. I feel like this season is going to come down to that series against the Yankees at the end of the year. They're going to keep it all close.
Uh-huh.
The Pirates are going to be able to pull that out.
Uh-huh.
That team has a lot of stacked players on it, but the way they're playing right now, they're not looking like they can sustain a whole lot of a whole lot more winning.
No, they really don't. I don't know what's up with them. I mean, I like to follow Yankees fans and kind of just look at their comments after each game, and they're like, this team isn't serious. like people are upset that are New York Yankees fans. But, I mean, the Pirates have they've proven to us that they can beat top-level teams.
Yeah.
It'd be different if they just won this series, and it's like, okay, like what can we make of this? But they have done this a couple times this year in significant games, in significant series, and have proven to us that they can hang. They really have.
It was frustrating before because, I mean, there were some series, there were some games where they lost in some dumb ways.
Yes.
Some very frustrating ways. And, you know, we were given unsatisfactory answers as to logic. And, you know, people were, I think, justifiably frustrated at times. I'm no longer frustrated because I had talked about this before, too. When they lost 7 in a row at the beginning of May, I was like, you got to counter that in some way to get back in the race. They did that. They won 6 in a row. So they're in a position right now where I'm just watching and I'm excited because now they've counted their losing. Now it feels like the possibilities are limitless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy.
I know.
I'm with you.
I really am too. I just think that to deliver in the moment that they did the first two games is very, very significant. And we said this a couple times throughout the last couple months. We're going to look back at the Giants series and be like, oh, that's the game that they needed. But maybe we're going to look back and be like, wow, they actually got themselves in a good position because they took care of business against the top teams, too, whenever they needed to. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I want to hear your thoughts and where you're at right now. And how you're feeling about the Pittsburgh Pirates. 412-928-9370. Give me a call. I want to check your pulse on what you're feeling after this weekend. Pirates beat the Phillies in a 3-game series. Now, obviously, they play the Cardinals tonight in a 3-game series. But how are you feeling? 412-928-9370. Also, I'm going to give you some tidbits on why that they won the 2 games that they won back-to-back Friday and Saturday night. I'm going to give you some stats that matter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When we come back, Van Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Dickerson, Callis here with you. I mean, just a big series win by the Pittsburgh Pirates this past weekend. And obviously they took the first two games, lost the game on Sunday. But just the fashion that they won the first game, I think that just vaulted their momentum into the game on Saturday. Just an unbelievable win. Great atmosphere. Over 30,000 people in attendance. A lot of Phillies fans were there as well. It just felt like that atmosphere that you would get for a wild card game or even a playoff series. It was just fantastic. And I wish I could have been there to see it in person, but I was able to watch. I was able to listen. And I know that anybody that was there probably had the best of times, because the Pirates won, and it just felt like it was something significant. It felt like that the Pirates were doing something for the first time in a long time. And I really want to know how you're feeling right now about the Pirates, how you're feeling about the comeback win, how you're feeling about Luis Ortiz on Saturday. Just, I mean, an unbelievable showing by him. How are you feeling, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. We're going to go to Logan in Washington. Logan, how you doing? How you feeling about the Pirates?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I just felt like going into that series, coming out of the break, it was like a make or break point in the season. And when they go down big in the first inning, you kind of count them out. They come back. They go down again, and then you're watching this game, and you're like, they're not giving up. They're still in this game. And they just pulled out that huge win. I felt was a big momentum swing for them.
Thanks, Logan. I appreciate your call. It really was. I mean, just talk about morale and the things that you were looking for. It's like, okay, the Pirates are good because of what? Pirates are good because, oh, they have Paul Skeens. Oh, they have Mitch Keller. Okay, Jared Jones. He's been hurt for a while, but he was good to start at the start of the season. That's the only way the Pirates are going to win. They need to add bats. They need to add this. The guys that are here right now, they need to come through and be the biggest portion of this team outside of us adding somebody. Well, they kind of showed all that. They showed all that this past weekend. They really did. And if they can find that consistency, they will make it. As I believe, Callis, that you said, you're like, they will be a playoff team. They will be in a spot at the end of the year where it's very significant if they can continue that. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. And we're going to go to Tony in Blairsville. Tony, how's it going, man? How are you feeling about the Pirates?
Good morning, gents. For Doran, hell to Pitt, brother.
Yes, sir, hell to Pitt.
Hey, I feel like we're well on our way to Bucktober. The sky truly is the limit with our Bucks and their starting pitching, bullpen, and our current team chemistry. I've heard John Smoltz a few times remark that the Pirates aren't the team anyone will want to play in October if they had a bat or two. My thoughts on this are that we need a center fielder with a 700-plus OPS, a right-handed power hitter to rotate with Rowdy, and don't do anything with Palacios, as his energy has provided a spark plug to the team's energy.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Tony. It's not just us. You know, it's not just us in the morning. It's not just, you know, Starkey and Zeiss. It's not just the PM team. It is people that have played the sport that are talking about the Pirates, of them being legitimate, like John Smoltz. And he's right. I heard John Smoltz say that during the All-Star game, that the Pirates could be dangerous. You see some talking heads that are national talking heads talking about the Pirates could be dangerous if they just add maybe one bat, or even if they just find some consistency. This is real. As much as you don't want to believe it, it is real. Now, will they go do the necessary things? That's to be determined. And I understand where a lot of you would be coming from that have watched the Pirates over the years and and have seen them do some things that wouldn't benefit the team, or not do anything that would benefit the team. I get where y'all are coming from, but they're in the midst of everything right now. Like, you can't ignore that. You can't ignore that they're somewhat legitimate after what they did this weekend. I mean, and after what they did the last time they played the Phillies and splitting that series, a four-game series, and then after what they did against the Dodgers earlier in the year, after what they did against the Orioles early in the year, after what they did against the Braves earlier in the year. This team is trying to tell us that we can hang with the big dogs. Can we get some other reinforcements in here? If you're Ben Cherington, that's the message that the team is sending you. That's the message that they want you to know and want you to act on. We can be a part of this. We can make a push for something significant. But we need some extra help. Are you willing to do that for us and for the club? And is it going to be the right person? Dan in Imperial. Dan, how's it going, man? How you feeling about the Pirates?
I'm great, and I'm feeling great. I'll tell you why. So, first of all, I apologize about my voice. I still haven't caught it from Friday. I was at the game sitting four rows back.
Yeah, how was the atmosphere? I wasn't there. Can you tell everybody how the atmosphere actually was for the people that weren't there?
It was absolutely electric. It was very grim. The first five or six innings, you know, Perez didn't have the greatest start. But then when they started scoring runs towards the end of the game, you know, sixth, seventh inning, eighth inning, it felt great. But I want to just give a few shout-outs to a couple of the players. First of all, Rowdy Tellez, three runs on three sacrifice pop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. You know, he wasn't looking to go too hard. He just did what he had to do to get the run in. And then I'll tell you, top of the ninth, I forget what the guy's name is. I honestly haven't seen him pitch a whole lot. The closer,
yeah.
Ledzinski or whatever his last name is.
Ledzinski.
I think it was bases loaded, or at least a couple guys in scoring position. And he needed to strike the guy out. Ran around and he did, and that guy right there, that was what provided the energy for that bottom of the ninth push.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for your call. No, I mean, you know, to hear somebody that was actually there and to watch it, to listen to it is one thing, but to be actually there, just to see Pirates fans, one, but also a bunch of Phillies fans, I think was probably pretty cool. And having that stadium somewhat packed, even though that it wasn't a skiing start, like, that's significant as well. I know you had the best team in baseball coming to town, and it's obviously a Philadelphia team that, you know, you look at it as rival, cross-state rival team, but to have that atmosphere, I had to have been unbelievable. And then the Pirates win, and then the fashion that they won, I'm sure a lot of people were very, very excited about that. We're going to go to Hammer in Portview. Hammer, how you feeling about the Pirates?
Oh, I feel really good about them. I know what you were saying, or I was listening to what you were saying about if the Pirates will do what they need to do. The pitching is going to be the front forefront. As long as they can maintain that pitching staff, keep it going, I think that's going to be a tremendous help. But I think the Pirates definitely still need a couple bats, whether consistency or not. They still need the big bat to put the threat or the fear into the other teams. Whether or not Nutting's going to do it, my heart says he will, but I've just seen it too many times. My head's telling me he's not going to pull the trigger, and I feel that's really a disservice to the fans and the Pirates themselves.
Thank you, Hammer. Thanks for the call. No, I'm somewhat with you. I don't know. It's easy to sit here and talk and say, oh, yeah, go get Rooker. Go get even Ward. Go get Chisholm, Jazz Chisholm. Go get somebody that can help this lineup. It's easier said than done. I get that. And if you're Ben Cherington, I don't know the dynamic, you know, between Cherington and Nutting. Like, we just know we're just not there. He has a tough job. We understand that. And we know the dynamics of how the Pirates have operated in the past. So it's one thing to say, it's one thing to say they need something, and it's one thing to for them to talk about, yeah, we are going to look to add, and we are going to try to do the best for this team, and then it's another thing of actually doing it. So, you know, prove us wrong or prove us right. You know, let's see some action. One thing talking about it, but another thing doing. So we'll see how that all shakes out. I mean, what, we got 11 days for the deadline, right? Is that it, Callis? 11 days? Yeah, so got a little under 2 weeks to make the appropriate move. We'll see if they do it. There's ways that the Pirates actually won, and we, you know, that's very obvious, but I'm going to break down almost chapter and verse the significant change of to why that they won the two games that they won against the Phillies coming up next. And also, there's a lot of give and take with a player that we've talked about a bunch, and I wanted to feel a certain way about him. And now, as I sit here on Monday, I don't know still what to think about him. Dickerson, Cal is here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Mark Caballi joins us at 7 a.m. Jordy Mercer, former Pirate, at 9 a.m. Dan Zangrilli at 9:30. So we are going to get back into some Pirates after Mark Caballi comes in and breaks down the Steelers, who report to training camp on Friday. Callis, I mean, there's ways that you win games, and you know, sometimes you fall into some luck. Sometimes it's you know, just atmosphere. It's home games, but the way that the Pirates won the first two games, I mean, it's not a shock whenever you put up these stat lines. I mean, the first game they win and come back, it was, you know, 8-7. Reynolds had three hits, Cruz had three hits, and Gonzalez had the game winning hit at the end. Kutch had two hits. You know, whenever you do that, you are going to win baseball games. And whenever you stay in it, you are going to come back and win baseball games. And game two, obviously, Ortiz pitched very well, seven innings. I think he had only three hits allowed in that seven innings. He's been just a pleasant surprise for this pitching rotation of the Pittsburgh Pirates. But Andrew McCutchen in the second game has a home run. Reynolds has two hits again. Cruz has two hits and a home run. Ke'Bryan Hayes has two hits. Like, if you do that, you will win baseball games. And that's what they've been looking for, that consistency of not just Reynolds hitting the baseball, not just Gonzalez at times hitting the baseball, but O'Neill Cruz coming through and hitting home runs, coming through, having three hits. Andrew McCutchen being Andrew McCutchen, and Ke'Bryan Hayes, at least in that second game, having the two hits that he did were very significant. Whenever Cherington spoke about a month ago saying that we need our players from the inside to step up more than outside help, like, I totally agreed with that. Like, if guys could just play at their average, they would be fine. And that's kind of what you saw this weekend. They played above their average. I mean, and you have to play above your average to beat the best team in Major League Baseball, but they're proving to us that they can do it. So, like, don't go out there and prove to us that you are going to go on a 8-game losing streak. Like, that you just can't, that can't happen at this point. Every game is significant for the Pirates moving forward. And that starts again tonight. And I'm excited for it. Are you excited for tonight?
Yes.
You excited for Mitch Keller?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you excited for Mitch Keller?
Yeah.
Did you, before that this series against the Phillies went down, did you want to see Skeens a part of this series, or did you want them to wait to pitch him like they were going to pitch him tomorrow?
You mean like pitch him in the series against the Phillies?
Yes.
No. I didn't want to see Skeens. I wanted to see Keller in the series against the Phillies originally, but not Skeens. I understood their logic there.
O'Neill Cruz, and we'll hit on this again a little bit later in the show. We talked about it going into this series. Like, can't O'Neill Cruz make that transition of being a stable, a decent player to putting himself in, like, the top 10 of shortstops? We said that on Friday before he left. Mm-hmm. He was on that way until yesterday. yesterday had many errors, and it seems that sometimes he can't put the full game together. But then you see him go out there like Saturday and hit a home run, have two hits, have three hits the game before, and it's like if he plays the way that we all expect him to play, he is a huge component to this team moving forward and how successful that they can be if he can find the consistency. I wanted to believe that this was the turning point, but now after yesterday, I just still don't know about him.
As a hitter, I'm confident that he's going to do well, but he seems like he's becoming a defensive liability in many, aspects. I remember watching the documentary on Derek Jeter being a tall shortstop, and he made a bunch of errors early in his career before he became one of the best defensive shortstops in the game. I don't know if Cruz can make that transition. It is tough to see right now, and I know he lost last year, so he didn't get those reps that he could have. But again, I know it's tough to be a tall shortstop in this game. He's 6'7".
Yeah.
So I think it would be an interesting concept to try to put him out in the outfield. Yeah. I've been a part of that. That conversation and that argument. It just doesn't seem like he's going to want to, so he's got to figure it out then.
He's still to be determined. Like you need him going down this stretch in this latter half of the season because it's not going to get any easier with the games, and that starts tonight. I mean, every game is so important. We know that for the Pirates, and that does start tonight. We'll break down that game a little bit, what they have going on this series, and Mitch Keller on the mound tonight and how important this series is coming up next. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Dickerson Cowles with you for about four more minutes, and then Mark Amoli, he will join us live in studio from 7 to 9. We'll break down the Steelers. They report to training camp on Friday. A lot of teams are already reported to training camp, the Ravens. I know that some of you may have seen the video of Patrick Mahomes throwing to Xavier Worthy. Mahomes now having a deep threat, it seems, and it is just an uphill battle for every other team heading into this year again. Because Mahomes is Mahomes, and Kelsey's Kelsey. And now they have deep threats. That's pretty scary. That is pretty scary. But we'll see what the Steelers are finally going to do. I'm excited for that, man. There's just so much unknown going into the Steelers season, and especially at the quarterback position. We'll see what they can bring to the table. Pirates, Cardinals tonight, Callis. You got Keller on the mound tonight. You got Skeens on the mound tomorrow. I love the way that they did this. I had no problem with them not playing Skeens against the Phillies, even though that a lot of us probably wanted to see that because it's the best team in baseball. But I think that once they saw the revenue that they were going to generate from the game, they're like, okay, we could hold off on Skeens and maybe push them 2 days later. If they were going to start him, I think they would have started him yesterday on Sunday, but they choose to start him tomorrow against the Cardinals, and this is a huge series, as every series is a huge series. Do they get it done is the question. Do they get it done this time in Pittsburgh against the Cardinals, Callis?
They play well against the Cardinals at home, so I'm going to say yes.
In what way? Is it going to be a pitching duel? Is it going to be a low-scoring affair? Or are they going to actually score runs like they did in the first game against the Phillies?
See, the Pirates won that first game in spite of Martin Perez pitching poorly. Now, the pitching wasn't great in the third game either, and they lost. You can't really predict this offense. If I'm going to guess, I'll make a guess prediction, I say, yeah, at least one of these games they score at least six.
Okay.
That's my prediction. But, I think it's really hard to predict what this Pirates team does. I think, though, that whether it's high scoring or low scoring, they're gonna win at least two in this home series. They do well against the Cardinals when they play at home.
And the Cardinals are coming off a tough series. I mean, I'm not sure, did they win the series? I think they did win the series against the Braves, but it's still the Braves. Like, it's still a tough team to have to play. So, and now you're traveling to Pittsburgh and having to take on the aces of the Pittsburgh Pirates rotation. Mitch Keller obviously going tonight. I think the first pitch is at 6:40, and then you get Skeens tomorrow. Another great atmosphere, I'm assuming, for the Pirate game down at PNC Park.
This is the second time this month the Cardinals are coming in, too. Remember, they played at the beginning of the month.
That's right. Forgot about it.
And they did. The Cardinals just won the series against the Braves.
Yes, they won what?
They won two or three.
They won two or three. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, I'm excited. Nice little back-to-back, big-time series. This past series, like I said before, and we'll get back into it around 9 a.m. when Jordy Mercer joins the show and Dan Zangrilli at 9:30. This series was a whole shot of life, I think, for Pirates fans. And just to see the way that they won, how they won, and the atmosphere during those games was just exactly that everybody's been yearning for. And once out of the Pirates. Coming up next, Mark Caballi will join the show. We'll break down the Steelers and them reporting to training camp this week. Big season, obviously, ahead for the Steelers. A lot of unknowns, and we'll get Caballi's opinions on that. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.